Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Good afternoon, Carrie Bickmore.
Hey, everyone.
How's it going, Tommy Little?
Not good. I feel like a victim of workplace bullying, and we haven't even started the show.
I've got very, very dry lips, so much so that I can't concentrate, and then Tommy offered up his lip schmacker.
I don't have lip schmacker, mate.
I have lip schmacker.
Oh, I don't. You guys just went, oh, is it a cold one? Oh.
And I don't know whether now I should. Can we share a lip smacker? I don't know if that's done, is it? Is that good?
We were going to do it before.
Have
and then
you had
you guys
a cold sore before?
It. I've never had a cold sore.
Well, no, I haven't either. Is this weird if we share? It's very intimate.
But it's a Blistex.
Oh, it's a lip schmacker, mate.
It's not a lip schmacker. I'd kill for a lip schmacker.
Is it raspberry flavour? Cola. What is it?
No, this one's just original, but I do like that the strawberry ones are unbelievable.
See? You must it's have. So good. Oh, that was going to get creepy. You must have yummy lips when you kiss girls on the weekend.
Oh, dear. We can't share my lip smacker because it just got weird.
We have to warn you, Australia. Today's show is basically a cry for help from Carrie Bickmore.
I need help from all corners. I've been having these dreams that I can't get on top of. I've got a girlfriend who's got a new phone and her world's just ending. I need help for a lot of things.
Is the girlfriend you? Is this a Sommy situation again?
No, it's not Sommy pretending to be Tommy. Okay, Tommy pretending to be Sommy.
Your dry lips.
Dry lips.
Your sleeping world's a mess.
Yeah, my
and
sleep.
Your friends have lost the plot.
Yeah.
This will be a fun show.
There we go. Stick around, Australia.
Give me a lip smacker. Come on.
No.
Give me some Blistex.
No.
Come on.
I'll smear plenty on my lips and you kiss them.
It's all on the way.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I need help, Australia.
Oh, what's happened?
Okay,
is this about your guts again?
No. This is not about me. I'm helping
the smell
on behalf.
From your armpits? No? Something else?
My dry lips. No, I'm helping on behalf of my girlfriend. So my girlfriend is like me, really tech savvy, yeah? And she got a new phone.
Oh,
and
just for people who don't get that joke, this has come out of the mouth of the woman who tried to use the fingerprint function on her phone by pushing her finger in the middle of the screen.
Where the fingerprint function is. Not knowing I was meant to put the thumb on the circle at the bottom.
It's where the picture of the finger is.
Anyway, we're moving away from what I'm talking about. Anyway, sure. She got a new phone, went to plug it in, update it all, and somehow lost all of her contacts along the way, right? And it's been really annoying. Like, I call her, who's this? She never knows who anybody is. Every time I'm with her and she answers, who's this? I'm like, mate, just go back to Apple and get them to put your contacts back on your phone.
It's a classic case of new phone who dis.
New phone who dis. Yeah. Okay, well, that's what this segment now is. New phone who dis. This is a community service announcement. I'm going to help diet.
Yep.
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 I wasn't going to use her full name. No, Diala. Diala.
Diala.
I'm going to help.
That classic name. Did it make the top 10 most common names list? Diala.
Diala and assist.
Diala.
Let's call her Ella.
I'm going to help Ella.
God, the good thing is I know so many Dialas that I can't even narrow it down to which Diala this could be. You know the bad thing about this? When I knew you were going to stuff up the name.
I've got so many things I'm working through. Ella, I'm going to help Diala. I'm going to help Ella here because she has been in a text exchange with a person. She doesn't know who they are. But more importantly, and I've read this text exchange.
Just before we go any further. Was that the famous princess? No, was it Princess Diala? Lady Diala? Was that it? Oh, you know who I love? You know one of my favourite soul singers of all time?
Who's that?
Diala Ross. Yeah. Oh, gosh, she's good.
And the Supremes.
Yeah. Anyway,
you know what? You know what I love to eat sometimes?
Stop it, quick it.
Because it's a good old twist on the barbecue classic. I love to have a steak Diala. Oh, gosh, is it good.
I can't go on.
Oh, mate.
Well, You're a mess. She can't work out. Not only can she not work out who it is, she can't.
Who Diala?
She can't work out if it's a man or a woman.
I can't work out if Diala is a man or a woman with that name.
So, I'm going to read you the text exchange between Diala and this person, and I need you all to ring up 131060 once you've heard this text exchange. I need you to tell me if this is a man or woman that Diala is speaking to.
persistence in what is the worst made-up name ever is astounding. Okay.
All right, 13 10 60. Listen to the text exchange and tell us if you think you can tell if it's a male or a female
I've
writing to Diella.
Okay.
I will also take a call of if you call Diella, because you'd be the first, I reckon.
So it starts with, she gets this text out of the blue that says...
Who does, Diella? Sorry.
Diella. Diella.
That's not. I can't.
Do you want to? We can go to a song if you want.
No. Diella, your hair is impeccable.
So and this has come from a.
So she's
singing a new phone.
She's
who it
thinking,
is?
Oh, Diella, your hair's impeccable. Who's telling me my hair's impeccable? Oh. And then it follows with, and congrats on the baby.
Hey.
Yeah, and she writes back, "Hello, my hair? ?" and "baby?"
Oh, so at this point, she can't. Not only does she not know who it is, she can't narrow it down to. If it's a man or a woman.
No, she's got no idea if this is a man or a woman, right?
Because Diella is...
Stop, let me get through this, okay?
Mate, you did so this.
So then the person messages back, yes, from Insta. I was just thinking how your hair is always amazing. The baby bit was a joke, but you totally look at home there. And she says, ha, 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 oh, I forgot I posted that pic, which was her holding a baby, not her baby. Right. And she says,
That's a classic Diella thing, pick up a random baby.
I love little insert name. The kid so much. And then
Benella.
The person writes back, he's a cute little fella. So where are we at so far? Are you thinking man or woman?
The hair comment.
Your hair is impeccable. Is that a bloke
that
or
makes,
a woman?
That makes me think a woman.
Woman, yeah.
But then the next comment, it was
he's
straight
a cute
away,
little fella.
No,
sounds like a guy.
No, the next the baby thing. Because what did the first message say? It said, your hair's impeccable.
And congrats on the baby.
Congrats on the baby seems like a guy thing to say because it's a fishing thing. Because you want them to go, oh, the baby's not mine.
No,
the guy
which
knows.
Which is what she did.
Yeah, and the guy knows that. And then
this person says, he's a cute little fella. And then she says, how are you? Right? Okay. And this person messages back, really well, thanks. Just got to basketball. How about yourself?
Okay.
What's that sounding like to you?
I don't...
It could be either, really. Guys and girls play basketball. Maybe a bit of Monday night basketball.
What time did the basketball text come through? Because if it's a social basketball late at night, what time?
I don't know. I don't have all the Diella's details. Then she messages back, just got home from work, relaxing, what's news? She still can't work out who this is. So she's fishing, what have you been up to? Then the person writes back.
What have you been up to, man things or woman things?
Not much, just working, training for a marathon, looking to buy a house, might change jobs, been there a while. You look like you've been busy. Any news? And she's like, bloody hell, this is not helping me either way.
She needs to ask more pointed questions. Things like, what shoe size are you? When did you last shave your face?
And then she said, oh, what are you buying? And what kind of job? Thinking, please tell me what you do for a job. And then the person writes back, good question. Not sure about job. Not sure where I want to live either.
Vague.
So not only does she not know who it is, I'm still certain it's a woman because I don't think any guy is saying your hair is impeccable.
No.
But then all the basketball talk, the running marathon, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know. Anyway,
so we
Diella
work.
Needs help.
Can't we just call him?
Well, I guess we could. Oh, but that takes the fun out of it.
Should we take a few bets?
Let's
play some bets. I'm placing a bet that it's one of her girlfriends.
Okay.
Are you going girl or guy?
Well, I think it's a guy just because the baby thing, that's such a hookup thing of like, it's like when guys go, how's your boyfriend? Knowing that then they're, you know, not going to. Anyway, let's go to the people. They'll know better than I.
13 10 60, place your bets, Australia. Is Diella getting calls from a guy, text messages from a guy or a girl? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie's friend, who we're calling Diella.
Diella has a new phone.
Are we calling her that?
That's not her real name. Diella is her name. And she has a new phone. She's got no one's number in it. She doesn't know who's calling her. Somebody's been texting with her. She fished around for a lot during the text exchange to try and work out who this person is, and she can't work it out. She can't even work out if it's a man or a woman. And the text started with, Diella, your hair is impeccable.
She should have asked more pointed questions. You need to say, is it that time
of the month?
But you
don't do that if you know somebody.
You never get that time of the month. Yeah,
and she's acting like she knows who this is.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Nathan in Melbourne. Nathan, are we going guy or girl here?
Definitely female.
Why do you reckon, Nathan?
Well, for starters, just the first comment about the impeccable hair and then the comment about off Insta, it just sounds more like a female sort of conversation than a bloke one.
Mm.
You've never called a woman's hair impeccable, mate?
No, not a word I'd go to for a hair comment, but, you know.
I should point out her hair is bloody impeccable.
It's impeccable. It's probably
the best hair I've ever seen. It is impeccable. Yeah. I mean, this person was right on the money. In fact, I've got to open more text exchanges like that.
Yes, that's true.
All right, we've got Di in Bendigo. Di, which way are you leaning, man or woman?
I think it's a male.
Di, sorry, just before we go any further, is Di short for Diella?
It really is. There's so many Diellas out there.
Is it really?
Look, I get confused all the time. I always get called Diella.
I'm sure it was horrible for you at high school, because I remember when I was at high school, they had to give all the Diellas like different numbers because there were so many of them.
It got up
to 62. There were 62 in my year level, Diella.
Yeah, look, my mum always, when I was in trouble, she'd call me Diella. I kept Diella, but when I was in trouble, yeah.
So, Di, you're putting down man, yeah?
I think a man, yeah.
Okay, so we've got one.
I've never said to any of my girlfriends that their hair's impeccable, so I think maybe a man.
Okay, so we got man, we got female, and we got male. We've got sitting on the side of the fence at the moment. Chris from Des Moines. Chris,
hey,
what do you think, guy or girl?
I definitely reckon it's a man, for sure. With that hair comment, I say that to girls all the time. So.
And does it work for you, Chris? Are you cleaning up?
Well, my partner doesn't like it when I say it.
Chris, you can't come on radio and say that, mate.
Chris, you cheeky, dirty Diella. All right. We've got two to one.
Okay, so I reckon we make the call.
We do. We've got the number ready, dialed in and ready to call. The thing is, because we haven't checked with this person, the second they answer, as soon as we figure out who it is, we're hanging up on them, okay?
Okay, ready?
All right. We just get to hear whether it's
a man or a woman. Yeah. That's all we want to know.
What if it's a man with a slightly high-pitched voice?
Then we'll deal with that then, won't we?
I'm just trying to work out what the rules are, guys.
All right, let's go. Let's call this number and figure out if it is a guy or a girl. Here we go.
Imagine if he says Tone Ellis speaking. Sounds like a male ringtone. The voicemail will tell her.
Hi, it's called...
It's a guy! Oh, I can feed back that info, Diella. I've helped Diella today. I'm so happy.
We should have left a message saying, Diella sends her love.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's find out what's going on around the world.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Okay, so let's do a bit of detective work to start with.
Oh, yes.
A series of mysterious flashing red lights has been seen from outside the White House, right? And it's led to some wild speculation online. So the flashes are believed to be coming from the dining room in the private residence, and they haven't been explained yet.
Right.
So at night, people just see these lights flashing. Right. They're like, what's going on in there?
Red's scary, too.
Yeah, so the internet, as always, has its theories.
Yes.
Here are some of my favourites. Some have said they're installing tanning lights throughout the White House. Funny. Others have said it's Melania signalling for help. One has said the mothership has landed. They want their orange leader back. I had a spray tan this morning. I don't know. I feel bad having to go at his tan. Mine's probably on the touch of the...
Maybe you can put your hand up for the queen. He's looking for a new orange queen.
And the other one is that Obama's showed up with his lightsaber and he's having a battle with Trump.
Not bad.
No, not bad. Anyway, we will get to the bottom of finding out why these lights are flashing. It reminded me of...
Well, we won't personally,
but yeah. I will bring you the update. Maybe I can get Diella onto it. It reminded me of the Rove days. Remember when they used to do that thing where they
flick the switch, flick the lights
from, not Parliament House, where was it?
Kirribilli
House.
I used to love that. Yeah,
yeah, me too. Okay. Oh, the good old days. Hey?
They don't make it like that anymore.
Let's talk Kim Kardashian in a refreshingly honest interview from the normally guarded Kim Kardashian. The Hollywood socialite has answered a wide range of questions, from her self-imposed exile on social media to the state of the relationship between her mother and Caitlyn Jenner. But the juiciest question came from the audience on the set of a show called Watch What Happens Live, which I'd never heard of this show.
Yeah, Andy Cohen. Good.
Is it?
Yeah.
How does this show work?
They get celebrities on and they get the audience to ask questions. He will chat with them a bit afterwards.
But that's dangerous.
It's really fun because the audience just asks questions that you and I think, but usually, you know, hosts are too scared to ask.
Okay, well, that makes sense because one fan asked whether her feud with Taylor Swift that's currently going on has made things difficult for her sister, who's part of the Swift squad, apparently. Kendall, let's have a listen.
I don't know if Kendall was a part of her squad. I don't think she was.
I don't think it was awkward.
Have you heard from her since then? Any contact since then? No.
Now, I'm not across the squad. I mean, I know about the squad, but I don't know who's in it.
It's kind of everyone in that Bad Blood film clip, isn't it?
Well, who's in that? I've been Googling it. I mean, according to what I've Googled, there's about 45 people in the squad.
I'm on the same thing. I started looking up the names from it. There is so many people. Even Olga, the cleaner from around the building here, she's on the squad.
She should be. She's a bloody legend, Olga. Anyway, I can't see it. And then when I go flick to another article, it says that she wasn't in the Bad Blood film clip.
Wasn't she?
No, apparently she was out of town that day on another shoot and she couldn't be in it. Otherwise, she could have been because she was asked. I don't know. Sounds fishy to me. I think there's something going on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get to the bottom of that as well?
Probably not.
Okay.
But if anything else happens on Watch What Happens Live, I will bring you that update. Finally, Tiger Woods. After his mugshot arrived online today after his arrest for DUI, Tiger Woods has put forth his reason for his behaviour. He was arrested at 3 a.m. in the morning after police witnessed his car driving erratically across the road. Mm. He was taken into custody after refusing a breath test and behaving arrogantly. Now, in a public statement, he has said alcohol wasn't involved. He said, the quote is, "What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realise the mix of medications had affected me so strongly."
You know what he's mixed his medications with? Vodka, by the look of it. That mugshot is the drunkest looking mugshot I've ever seen. His eyes are so droopy. The only way he could look more drunk...
Maybe he's tired.
No way.
Yeah.
I bet you if they pan down that, he's got a kebab in his left hand.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is quickly becoming the self-help show for you, Carrie, today.
Well, today it is, yes.
I like it when you're a mess. I hope your world doesn't fully...
ever get together.
Yeah.
It never has before, so there's no reason why it should now.
You've got dream problems.
Okay,
mate.
I don't dream every night that I remember. Like, obviously there's dreams going on. I don't remember dreaming every night. I don't have that hectic of dreams that often. I know people that every night they're tortured by their dreams and nightmares,
wouldn't that
right?
Be exhausting?
It wouldn't. You'd wake up tired every single morning. I don't have that. I have periods, like when I'm pregnant, my dreams are really heightened, really weird.
Is that a common pregnancy thing?
I think it is, because I remember last time I had this issue, I got a dream expert to help me, and they said, don't worry, you're not alone. A lot of women have these issues when they're pregnant.
Oh, well, that's fairly black and white. Yep.
Anyway, the other night, I had an entire night of crazy dreams, like one after the other, after the other, after the other, right? Not just one. Like, I woke up exhausted.
Okay. Was this you having a crack at John Howard again?
And I'm not that kind of dream, no. Ooh. Not the pregnancy ones. I'm not pregnant, just FYI.
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
ooh. Were you looking at me? Like, yeah. No. The pregnant dreams are saucy, like really saucy. Wow. These weren't saucy. They were just next level weird.
Tell us about them.
No, they were just, and I know other women who've had this, that you just have dreams about people you know who you're not necessarily attracted to, but you just have, you know, do with them.
So the fruity ones are in the past. So what are you
doing? The fruity ones are in the past.
What's happened now?
Okay, so I had a dream. These are the dreams I had the other night, and they're so random and so weird, right?
Yeah.
So the first one was that I was hosting a TV show with Oprah with no pants on, right? So I hosted an entire hour of television.
I don't mean to get bogged down in the detail, but there is a specific look, and it's called porky pigging.
What's that?
It's where you have something on your top but nothing on your bottom, like Porky Pig, and it's the most disgusting look of all time. Are you porky pigging or are you wearing underwear?
I'm wearing a G-string.
Is Oprah?
In this dream. No, she's fully clothed.
Oh, thank God.
And I walked out and I only noticed.
That's
she
a bit
didn't
rough,
notice.
Mate.
Yeah, that is a bit rough.
I wouldn't. If Oprah is listening, get your banger on whenever you
absolutely.
Want.
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah. I mean, she that'd be a boost to the ratings. Host the show with your pants off, Oprah. No, so I walked out to say hello to the audience in this dream. No pants on. She didn't notice. I sat down and went, oh, I'm not wearing pants. And then tried to keep my legs under the desk for this hour that I did it. And then guests arrived to sit on and I wouldn't stand up to greet them because I was so worried about the fact that I didn't have pants on. Anyway, so that went on.
Yes.
And because I have this ability in my dreams, I can come in and out of them. So I can wake up. And if I've loved it, I'll pop back into it. That one I came in and out of multiple times.
So sometimes you wake up and think, hang on, Mr. Howard, I'm not done with you. I'll dip back in for another hot session or two.
Okay,
so
then
that's
the next one.
Yeah.
The next one I had was that I was given the task of looking after Hamish Blake and Zoe's son, Sonny, right? And so I was in this park and they'd said, can you look after Sunny, right?
Yeah.
And I was so stressed about looking after Sunny, I was running around after Sunny that I forgot about Evie. Oh, and then we lost her. And then I spent like an hour trying to find her, and she was walking, and she can't swim, walking through a creek. We found her walking through a creek.
Oh, no.
It was horrible, and I woke up and I was sweaty and I thought she'd drown, and it was horrible,
this
right?
This is because you've got Instagram envy of Sunny.
Okay. Is that what that is? Yeah. Thanks, Dream Expert.
He's pretty amazing. He's great. Okay.
And then I had a dream
that
my sister couldn't get to the airport. I don't know why. And we were trying to find a way to get to the airport. So then I broke into Channel 10 and stole a cab charge for her to get to the airport.
Why didn't you drive her to the airport?
I don't know.
Oh, it's way easier to do a heist.
Break into Channel 10
find the cab
and steal a cab charge.
Oh, and they're hard to find around here.
Okay, I know where the little black box is.
Do you? Yeah. You've got to tell me.
Anyway, I woke up and I was like, what the hell is going on? What is going on? That was all in one night.
You mentioned that I'm no dream expert, but we've tracked down one. And do you want to find out what's going on in your weird and wonderful life?
I do want to know what's going on.
And we'll come back with somebody who is a dream analysis expert listening online.
Did he hear all that? So I don't have to explain it again.
We'll get the full rundown of what those weird dreams meant next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie had a night of incredibly weird dreams. Let's do a quick recap. Dream number one, you were hosting a TV show with Oprah wearing no pants.
Yeah.
Dream number...
Standard.
Number two, you were babysitting Sonny Blake and babysitting so hard you lost your own child. Mm-hmm. And dream number three, you broke into Channel 10 to get a cab charge to pick your sister up from the airport.
No, to take her to the airport. I was too lazy to take her.
Babysitting so hard. Now someone crushing it.
Someone has been listening in. They are called Dr. Michael Aberfeldy. They specialise in neurolinguistic programming at the University of New South Wales, and they're currently studying the link between that and subconscious interpretation.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
That sounds smart.
Does Pretty sound smart.
Now, Doctor, you have been listening. The first thing I hope, is Carrie pregnant, do you reckon?
No, I wouldn't say she's pregnant, though.
Oh,
there are a number of reasons that she could be having these sorts of dreams. But she's probably not pregnant, no.
So what do you what do you think? Is she just a weirdo?
No, I wouldn't say she's a weirdo either. I would say that there are several things that can cause these sorts of vivid sort of dreams to happen at night. I would start by saying I would have a look at your diet to start out with, Carrie. So if you could give me an insight into what you've been eating in the past, you know, week or so.
Like every meal? Because we don't have that long. But, I mean, just normal. I mean, I am a little bit obsessed with chocolate at the moment. I've been eating a lot of chocolate.
Look, perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Because there is research that suggests, dairy, things like that can have quite an influence on what our minds conjure up when we fall asleep at night and get into that REM sleep. So chocolate is obviously dairy. That could be one thing.
Chocolate could be one thing. You do ask, imagine there are chocolate. You do have white chocolate in front of you now. What about the...
Not just white chocolate, chocolate baking bits.
Because you're so desperate.
Find any chocolate.
You're like a junkie with a fix. You've scrounged around and found some white chocolate baking bits. What about you're scared that you think you might be a bad mum?
Well, I do, because I also had a dream the other night that Evie flung out of a boat and I had to catch her in time. So maybe this is like negligence. Like this is, it's all in my head when I go to bed. I'm like, you know, you're not around enough for your kids,
When
Carrie.
You're dreaming about other people's kids as well. Have you got any explanation for that, Doc?
Well, I can tell you, whenever children, not just your own, Carrie, but whenever children pop up into your dreams, it is a symbol of innocence, and it does bring out those feelings of protection and care. In your case, with saving a child, that can indicate a desire to save aspects of yourself, I guess, that might be changing. So whether they're personal or professional changes, deep down you may believe the changes are forcing you to make a difficult decision, like, you know, choosing to save someone.
Are you saying that Carrie might be unhappy?
I'm not suggesting that. There could be elements of your life that deep down you're not quite satisfied with that you may need to get the bottom of, and that's the underlying.
I feel like I know, Michael. Have you ever been on the project?
No, I haven't actually.
I feel like I've heard Michael before.
It's probably because you speak to a lot of doctors. hey, doctor, so Carrie has a past of dreaming about John Howard and other predominant men. Do you reckon she could be after Hamish if she's dreaming about his child? What I just mean, it's a valid question, isn't it? Do you reckon she could be after Hamish?
It could be that. It could be. I mean, women are at our basic instinct, primal instincts. Those older men or men in power, stability, wisdom, strength,
hold
purity.
On.
Just before we go any further, we need to get a definite answer of what the doctor, the good doctor,
I've
what
worked
the good
out
doctor,
what's going
what
on
the
here,
good doctor
what?
Thinks that you should do to stop these dreams happening or just to adjust in your life. Michael Aberfeldy, doctor, the good doctor, what do you think Carrie should do?
My professional advice would be to just stop eating chocolate and leave your partner would be...
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much for that, Tim, our producer. It's Tim!
It's
no good doctor at all! Are you there? Is that you, Tim?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
TJ.
I can't believe I listened to your dribble for the last 4 minutes.
Do you know what's so good? We were trying to give a fake doctor name, and I was standing around my house, and I looked, and there was a bottle of whiskey, and it was called Aberfeldy, and I'm like, Dr. Aberfeldy. That's got a pretty good ring to it.
Okay, well, that hasn't helped me at all, because that was a bunch of rubbish.
Sorry, mate, but the good doctor said, stop eating chocolate, leave your...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We just heard from fake Dr. Michael Aberfeldy that Carrie's dreams mean she needs to give up the chocolate.
I know. And you know what? I know that was all a joke from Tim. I think I do need to give it up. I've got a serious problem. And you joked about the fact that I'm eating cooking chocolate. I'm eating anything that I can find. The other day I just ate an entire jar of Nutella. Because I'd removed all the chocolate from my house, then couldn't find any, then went, I'm just going to go Nutella.
Nutella's delicious, though. If you say anybody that eats a jar of Nutella has a problem, that's half the people.
No, but I shouldn't be going through that much.
I'm more worried about the cooking buds.
It is so delicious.
Nestle Baker's Choice Choc Bits.
Maybe I need to give it up. I wonder if I could give it up.
We can have some. Actually... What are you going to replace it with, though?
Oh, that's the problem.
Booze.
Maybe we'll discuss this tomorrow. Imagine let me find that. Something I can replace it with.
But imagine if you give it up and it's just something a heaps worse. Carrie gave up the chocolate, but boy,
Carrie's
she's really
drunk on air again.
She's really tucked into the strippers.
So we should get into that tomorrow. Start thinking about what you want to replace your addictions with.
No, maybe. I've lost interest. I think I'm just going to go eat some more chocolate.
Yeah, you've just seen another bag of buds.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one. Goodbye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.